Chicken Bay inspired by you.
哦, man, time for Junior Fresh. And as much as we miss our babies, thank you for actually being patient with us.
Yeah.
And really understanding that more than anything, we do need your support through this very difficult time. Just being so extra. But yeah, man, schools will be open obviously next year. The kids also deserve to rest, so that's fine. But we did have a report card challenge that was happening. You know, we did find out that a lot of our babies have actually made it through to the next round, not round, to the next grade.
Next grade,
they have elevated and we are here for it. But also some of them just send us voice notes to let us know that they miss us and that they cannot wait to talk to us next year.
Right, and and you can get the kids to continue doing that, especially if you know for a fact that your baby loves Junior Fresh, all right? 083-000-1029. But notwithstanding that, Shekwan, you mentioned support, and we, honestly speaking, at Fresh FM would love to take this opportunity to thank a wholesome Namibian company that's Pick and Pay for standing through us throughout this whole year, accepting our crazy ideas.
Yep.
And then yesterday they said, listen, Ome Denden and Antikwana, we want you to come join us in a selfless act, if we have to put it that way. And just play Father and Mother Christmas. And hand out some goodies and some presents, at Takaritura Hospital, at the children's wards and the children's sections. What an experience this was yesterday.
Yeah, this was quite an it was a good day.
Yeah.
So obviously very wholesome and so forth. But yo, you know me. Whole cry baby, but obviously you don't want to cry in front of people, even though you can't help it.
Yeah.
You don't want to cry in front of them because, you know, some people, like, they don't receive it well, okay? Because then they might receive it like, you know, you feel so sorry for us, what, and stuff like that. But it was just like, in that moment, to be honest with you, I felt, obviously I was overwhelmed by my emotions and so forth. You know, and I was trying to hide it, right? And then Rhoda is like, I saw you, get real. You did cry. And I'm like, no, I didn't. But I think I was reflecting on just how grateful and how blessed I am.
Yeah.
Because, you know, going to the eighth floor.
Yeah.
Yeah. When we actually went up there and seeing, you know, mothers with their kids who are sick and all of those things and them sleeping on the floor.
Yeah.
And I was reminded of the times that, you know, my kids were not okay. And I could, you know, be in a private hospital and getting the best care and so forth. And, you know, because, you know, thank God for medical aid
and all that, all the small blessings that we have in our lives, isn't it? Rhoda being our representative from Pick and Pay FYI.
Yeah.
So just to give you a bit of a picture, what we did is with the Pick and Pay team and Rhoda, they assembled presents.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, presents for boys and presents for girls. Just like small gifts, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It wasn't like, oh my gosh, just the huge stuff, just something small. Just, you know, and kids love.
You know,
it's the thought that counts.
Absolutely.
The gifts we had, we assembled gifts, and then we also assembled just a small bucket of just nice treats. Because, I mean, it is kids, they love their lollipop.
Yeah,
they love their knick-knacks chips. You know what I mean? Regardless of what condition.
Juice. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, regardless of what condition they're in. So we went around Karatura Hospital at the different wards. There's a ward at NIP. I had no idea there was a whole ward there. You know what I mean? We were that side. We dished out these presents as well as this goodies. Went to the, there was also a basement visit.
Yeah.
And then there was also the eighth floor situation that we,
Yeah.
And I have to tell you, it was incredible. The kids loved it. Yes, they were in pain because at the end of the day, they're still at a hospital.
Yeah, and they're ill.
But there were still some smiles. Everyone was emotional, but before the emotions back, like Shekwan said, because we are here to be Father Christmas and Mother Christmas. And I have to say, Shekwan, just on the hospital's management or the other people that took us around. It was refreshing to see young people.
Very young folks.
You know what I mean? A majority of them being women. They spoke well. They made us understand what the ward is, what, you know what I mean? What it means for some children being mm-hmm. here.
Yeah.
There was one nurse who explained the concept of a social baby.
Yeah, yeah.
To us, which was, I mean, it was jaw-dropping,
mm-hmm.
eye-opening stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So the whole experience is really beautiful. You as a person, honestly speaking, if you, how do I put it? If you're thinking of doing something beautiful, doing something special, maybe want to donate some clothes, especially now end of the year.
Yeah, absolutely.
Where you look at yourself, you look at your house, you look at what you have, and you're like, you know what?
Decluttering.
Let's declutter.
Yeah, yeah.
Consider the Karatuda State Hospital. And there are young people there ready to assist you and take you through the ropes. The right timing to do it, how to do it, the rules around kids or maybe that's adults true. Or maybe the disabled ward, whatever the case it is that you want to do.
Yeah, it was beautiful, man. And honestly, many thanks to Pick and Pay Namibia for really believing in Junior Fresh and being on board. And we just look forward to doing amazing things with you, obviously next year.
Yeah.
It was beautiful, man. Beautiful. My heart is really just full.
Yeah.
And just really hearing from the parents. And because some of them were obviously sleeping, right?
Of course, yeah.
So now I'm like, no, can they just wake up so we say hi? And then the one parent is like, no! They just all went to sleep now. Because imagine you're in a room with like 10 other parents and 10 other kids who are ill.
Imagine.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So even some parents, they don't even have space to sleep. They're just sitting on a bench and so forth.
Exactly.
So well done to Pick and Pay. And then they'll be like, oh, no, thank you, Pick and Pay. I'm like, oh, and Fresh FM. Yeah.
One last thing.
Yeah.
There was a parent who recognized us as we were going around in the hallway.
Yeah, in the wards, yeah.
And she runs to us.
Yeah.
And she embraces her and she's like, listen, I have to take a picture with you
guys
so that I can show my husband and my other kids and that you guys are here. And we took the picture and she's got breaking rights now.
Yeah. Oh, it was beautiful, man.
I love it.
Mm.
We've got Gaza coming up as well as M. Jakes, the producer. Stick around.
That was fun.